back to another episode of the Warrior Mind Podcast. I'm Greg Swanson, your mental strength coach, guide, and mentor. To find out more about mental strength and Warrior Mind coaching, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com. And our blog, world famous blog, can be found at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. And again, I have today my good friend and producer, Rishi.
Thank you, Greg.
Rishi, how are you?
I'm doing great. It's a pretty interesting day where today's going to be our winter solstice, which means that because it's the shortest day of the year, starting tomorrow, days will be longer gradually.
Yes. And this will most likely be our last podcast for the year. We'll be taking off next week and kind of relaxing, kicking back and setting some goals and doing some meditation and doing a lot of great things, which brings us to speaking of relaxing.
Yeah, speaking of there's a great article in the Metro. The Metro, by the way, it's a weekly publication for the San Francisco Bay Area. And on the cover, the cover story is called Power Down. The newest drink craze lets users turn on, tune in, and fall asleep. You've all seen these energy drinks like, well, we're not going to name specific right. brands, but they're out there. And what this article is talking about is that there's an emergence of what they call the anti-energy drink, which when you consume, it relaxes you. In today's lifestyle, people just right now, you know, have stressful lives. They're just multitasking, thanks to all the types of commitments people undertake that just causes brain overload. And as a result, you know, there's a need for these drinks to bring them down.
You know, it's funny. We'll get into this discussion here in a few seconds, but this reminds me so much of Valley of the Dolls. I don't know if you remember that book. It was back in the 70s. It was about housewives and other folks taking speed to get up and taking downers to go to sleep at night. That's what the dolls were pills.
Yes.
So it was Valley of the Dolls, and it was just a whole bunch of pills, taking pills to wake up, pills to calm down, pills to go to sleep, pills to hit. So now we're into the liquid instead of the pills. So we have the drinks to get up, the drinks to get down, the drinks to do this. That it's just pretty crazy, actually, I think.
Yes, it is very crazy. Valley of the Dolls, is that the movie with Sharon Tate?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Very good. Good recall. I remember the paperback more so than the movie, but the movie was quite disturbing as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember in the 60s, housewives would be doped up on Valium.
Yeah, it was. Anyway, so it seems like we're getting back to that. But anyway, this article that you are reading here, it sounds like they're they just went out and bought a bunch of stuff off the shelf and mixed it in some flavored Kool-Aid.
Yeah, because some of the ingredients that this article lists are GABA precursors. GABA is a neurotransmitter in the brain that, you know, leads to relaxation. 5-HTP, which is a form of tryptophan, that it's a serotonin precursor, which people use to curb their appetite. Valerian, which is like herbal Valium. And melatonin, and it seems like they're taking the kitchen sink approach where they mix all these ingredients up, stir them up, and throw it in some liquid and bottle it.
Yeah, I'm surprised they don't have like St. John's wort in there, right? you know, St. John's wort in Germany is only by prescription.
Wow.
These drinks probably aren't going to be allowed in many countries around the world because of all the restrictions on it. But, you know, Rishi, really, coming from a brain perspective, if you follow Dr. Amin, he does subscribe certain supplements to help with balancing out the chemicals in the brain, and I think there's some validity to that. However, when we become a nation or a group dependent on something to get us going, dependent on something that we're not letting our body do its own job, right? And I think what it comes down to, you know, we were talking about this before we went on the air, is like, just get out there and exercise.
Yeah.
You know, get out there and throw around a 100-pound kettlebell for about 40 minutes. You'll sleep really good at night.
Mm-hmm.
But it really is kind of disturbing in a sense that for people who it's just amazing, right? We sit down, we try to multitask, which one is not good because you can't focus. And then you're doing so many things that you then are just trying to zonk out at night to go to sleep as opposed to doing something healthier. And then by giving the body these additional chemicals, it's going to stop producing its own. So then when you get used to it, I'm taking things to an exaggeration, right? Mm-hmm. If you have one drink or one of these bottles once a week, something like that, right. It's not going to be that bad. But if, you know, us Americans, we overdo it in the short term and underdo it in the long term.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing how we'll react, we'll be drinking tons of them at night. And it's just going to inhibit our body from producing its natural chemicals that it needs to produce.
Yes.
And so it's very, very, very interesting. But I guess, you know, the marketers are out there. They see a need for it. But what are your thoughts on this?
What are my thoughts? My thoughts are just looking at the ingredients. I'm sure these products, and these drinks are fairly new. So I'm sure there's going to be a lot of development and coming out with a good taste for these products, making sure that they're at least somewhat pleasing to the palate. But it, you know, it's just when I read an article like this, it just makes me think about the culture and lifestyle that we have immersed ourselves into, and maybe it's a reminder to, in a way, step back and just practice a form of mindfulness where you see yourself just aware of your place, and not just in this world, but aware of your place in the present moment. And then just take that, and then from there, you know, you're also calming your brain down, because it is a kind of meditative approach. And I think, and there's no doubt that we cannot escape the hectic lifestyle we're in. I mean, for our society to function, all of us have to in some way participate in its function, in its roles. And yes, you know, stress is inevitable. You cannot escape it.
Is it? But because stress, there's no stress outside.
No.
There's no stress in the outside world whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Stress is all internal.
Yes. And okay.
And I would venture to say that we were using the term hectic. And I'll bet you there are people out there who don't see the world as hectic, who don't see it as stressful. And the thing is how we perceive it. So we're going to get into a few side discussions. I think that we have listened to the media a lot and have convinced ourselves that it's a stressful world out there, and haven't, as you were saying, taken time. I think if we mindfully take time away, we'll understand that the stress is all internal.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you made a very good point there.
Yes. And you're right. If we mindfully take time away, you also are in a position where you can mindfully choose. You have a choice whether you allow yourself to be sucked in, allow yourself to fall in the traps of the stress and the motions running wild,
mm-hmm.
or you have a choice to have a sense of awareness of all the motions and the stress that's invading our atmospheres, and choose to take a look at it through an objective point of view, and then not so much be a victim of it.
Right, exactly. And, you know, this all leads to, I got an interesting email today from one of my readers, and I'm not going to share the name, but basically the reader said that the comment was on a post I made about controlling your thoughts, and you're in control of them. And this reader said that they are not in control of their thoughts, that my statement was a lot of hogwash, that they are in control, that the people who they talk to are in control of that person's mm-hmm. thoughts. And the person was absolutely serious about it, that they felt that they were not in control of their thoughts. And it wasn't that they felt out of control. They just felt that that's the way it is in life, is that you don't have control of your thoughts, that somebody else tells you what to think by commercials or talking to you and TVs and pictures and that. Mm-hmm. And it was like, you know, you get to an extreme like that and you get one of these drinks in you and then, you know, it's just, it is a very interesting time. And I've been looking at, you know, how much recent ahas and big discoveries and big philosophies, you know, we've seen uncover in the past, I don't know, 10 years. And you think about back in times when Napoleon Hill, Clement Stone, and all those other gentlemen were around, there wasn't the internet, there wasn't a lot of external distractions, so they were not forced, but they enjoyed sitting and contemplating ideas and contemplating and meditating and naturally bringing their chemicals into a stable place. Mm-hmm. And you know, with phones that can stream TV and commercials and Facebook and Twitter, and I mean, we're never unplugged, never mm-hmm. unplugged. So I can see a sense of why these drinks might become very powerful and used. However, you know, we've talked about brain entrainment, mm-hmm. you know, brainwave entrainment as another method that may be a little bit more safer.
And it's also on the technological side, but at the same time, it's technology that works pretty well with the brain.
Right. And I think this is where we could, you know, look at taking our services to a different level. Back in the many, many days, you know, years, hundreds of years, shamans, and they still do, use drums. Mm-hmm. And you would drum to a certain beat, which would create a brain entrainment. And for those who don't know, a brain entrainment is basically when your brain hears a beat outside, it syncs up to it. It actually entrains itself, so it's moving at the same time as that beat. So when our eyes are open, we're at a beta. And that beta, there's specific ranges of brain waves, but it's a beta, alpha, theta, delta. And delta is your deep, 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 deepest sleep. But shamans would drum, and you'd go into an alpha state and do your journey work and all that kind of stuff. Now with technology, so let's embrace what we can do. Mm-hmm. There is technology available that we have at warriormindcoach.com that helps entrain your brain. Train your brain. Does that mean like it's paper trained?
Yes.
And housebroken?
I'm thinking about a brain on a railroad tracks, like a train moving towards moving out of a tunnel. You know, because some tracks go underneath tunnels, so I'm moving out of the tunnel and into the light. But instead of seeing a train on the tracks, and I see a brain.
Yep, very good, very good. But this technology, though, will allow you to actually control to the varying degree of what program you purchase. But there are varying degrees of bringing it to alpha and some other ones, which would naturally just help you relax and go to sleep. If you have a brain entrainment program that works at a theta level, that's basically sleep. So you put that on, you listen to it as you're in bed, and you start to fall asleep. You won't need any of the drinks. If you want to just come down a little bit, you use a nice alpha beat to it. You can have some music or some crickets behind it, maybe some affirmations. I mean, that's what hypnosis is, right? Mm-hmm. It's basically at an alpha level, maybe a little bit lower, and in programming your unconscious mind. But I see that as a more natural way, because your brain naturally entrains to sounds around you, and it will release chemicals based on the brain waves. Mm-hmm. So your body is flooded with chemicals all the time. Joe Dispenza talks about it quite a lot in his programs, that your thoughts create a chemical reaction and your body gets addicted to the chemical that you're... So if you start to try to think differently after thinking one way for many, many years, your body wants those chemicals. You become addicted to those chemicals that particular thought excretes. So if you stop thinking that, say, oh, I'm going to think positive now, and you start, you know, looking at puppy dogs and snails and all sorts of fun things.
Snails.
And then, well, whatever, puppy dogs' tails, that's what little boys are made of. Anyway, if you start thinking of good thoughts, you know, it won't take your body long to start going through withdrawals, and this is really what happens. But it doesn't. It's not the extent of a crack addict, but it goes through withdrawals and says, "Hey, we miss those chemicals. We miss those chemicals," and your cells will actually send a message up your spine, up your central nervous system, to create a thought that will release the chemical that it's looking for.
And that's why type A people have a hard time taking things slow and relaxing.
It's not just slow, it's the type of thoughts. Mm-hmm. You can have a type A person who's very positive, mm-hmm. and they're releasing very good thoughts. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, with folks changing their thoughts consciously, the body gets used to the chemicals that it had. So by using a program to help stimulate the right brain wavelengths, and you just kind of go into a meditative state, your brain will automatically start flooding your body with new chemicals. And if you do that on a regular basis, say 21 days to form a habit, your body will then get used to those different chemicals because of those different brain waves being done. And in the day where, like here, if people take BART a lot and they're in there for 20 minutes, you put these, you know, some headphones on, listen to it, mm-hmm. and train your brain while you're on the train.
Yeah.
and it really works well. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've been playing around with some of the entrainment software.
I have. I've just been experimenting of different frequencies that to entrain my brain, and then gradually moving to other frequencies, but at a slow pace, so I don't shock my brain and cause any kind of damage. But it's good. It's really good stuff. And I do want to give an example, and a lot of us can relate. If you're maybe at your job, or you're with your family and there's a crisis, your brain reacts by creating chemicals in a sort of survival mode where unfortunately you're in a state of mind where your brain is overactive, you know, your thoughts are running through your head, and when at the most critical time where you have to sleep, you can't because your brain is just in overdrive mode. Unfortunately, by suffering through the insomnia from just the stress this crisis brings, your day, the following day, is terrible because you didn't have time to rest. And unfortunately, your day even becomes worse, and then it just adds to the stress of the crisis. It just adds to more stress. What's great about this technology is, suppose that, the stress puts you in a very high beta state, in a very high state where you just can't bring your brainwaves down. These tones, the technology and the beats from the sounds you listen to, they'll do that for you. And when it does that for you, you relax to a position, you relax your brain to a position that's natural. Getting stress that will put you, make you stay up, late nights, many nights in a row, is just not, in my opinion, a natural thing.
Right. And that's, that gets back to a book we discussed on a few podcasts ago, Why Zebras Don't Get Ulcers. Mm-hmm. It's that parasympathetic and sympathetic nervous system. And if that fight or flight keeps firing off 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours a day, you're not giving your rest process enough time. That's why exercising is so important, because you actually are overextending your parasympathetic nervous system, and then you're able to actually sleep and relax. It produces mm-hmm. it naturally. Well, I know that there's a chicken and the egg factor here, is that you're too stressed to work out because of thinking about things, and what do you come first? So, the fact of just getting stress isn't exercising your mental strength to see the benefits in that and to look how to work past it. So somewhere along the line, there has to be a stop to this madness. As what's her name? Stop the madness.
Oh yeah.
You'll think of it as we're talking, I'm sure. Yeah. The fitness lady. Oh yeah. My gosh. Anyway, I don't want to get caught on trying to remember her name.
Yeah, we'll spend the rest of the podcast. Right. What's the name? Is that her? What's her name?
So anyway, the thing is, with this technology, it'll allow you to stop that cycle for a moment of time, for actually you control the time, right? It can be 20 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour. You can repeat it a few times, and you'll naturally start to get your rhythm back, where taking chemicals, and I use that term very loosely in these drinks, you don't know what it's all going to do. You don't know what the effect, if you really need GABA or you need tryptophan, you don't really know what your brain needs. It's just a guess from these manufacturers. That's why I like Dr. Amen, is he gives you a list of here's some things and this may be a supplement that you may use instead. And he only, you know, he prescribes or talks about using them very carefully and strategically as opposed to the kitchen sink or shotgun method.
Oh, I mean, yeah, don't get, yeah, I take
Susan Powers.
Susan Powers, yes. Wow, that goes back, what, 90s?
Yeah.
1990s. Don't get me wrong, I take supplements. I mean, I take a tablespoon of cod liver oil in the morning and in afternoon, and, you know, it's a good source of omega-3 fatty acids. You know, then there's vitamin, you know, some B vitamins and some minerals. But, you know, it's there's nothing wrong with supplements, but at the same time, it's, you know, when you take these supplements, what are you taking them for? Is it because just to nourish your cells so you can, or is it to remedy like your extreme?
Right, because you can't take enough time to sit and relax and meditate. You're going to have a drink that'll fix it for you in 10 minutes, right? It's kind of ironic, right? It's trying to reduce stress, but you want it to be done quickly and then get it over with so you can get back to getting the stress so you can do it over again, and as opposed to sitting, meditating, putting on Baroque music. Baroque, you know, the chamber music has a very, very good meditative. So even if you don't go to the technology we're talking about, if you get some great old Baroque music, that has a very meditative quality that'll bring the brain waves down to a nice alpha level. Just find it, you know, either on, you know, one of the cable stations, or, you know, I'm sure there's free downloads somewhere, but just listen to that. It will bring your brain waves down a lot.
Just don't listen to Richard Wagner, because that music will just...
Yeah, I don't think that's classified as Baroque music.
Yeah, okay. Because that music will just keep you wired and in attack mode.
But the thing is, what's interesting is here is, you know, we all, the premise of warrior mind training and mental strength is that you are in control of your thoughts, that you are in control of your emotions, that you really are that powerful, that you can take control of your thoughts, your actions, your feelings, and that when you go to an outside source, whether it's some sort of a chemical stimulus, you're actually surrendering your power to something else. Now, that you may argue, well, that's what you're going to do if you're using the brain entrainment. To a point, yes, because you could just sit and be quietly meditating without it. And there's a point where you are actually nourishing yourself, as Rishi talked about, you know, vitamins and stuff nourish the cell as opposed to supplementing or doing the body's job for it through an outside force, so let's say the chemicals or the drinks, the 5-HTP, whatever it may be. So to improve the mental functioning, why not use something, drums, Baroque music, brain entrainment, with the intention of helping your body and your mind improve, as opposed to, I give up, I'm surrendering, let something else take over for me, right? And that's the difference we're talking about, is that using the tools to help you get stronger so that you can develop the mental strength and develop that courage to go through life the way with all your power, as opposed to surrendering it to a supplement or a drink or somebody else or a pill or Prozac or whatever, saying, I give up, I can't handle it, let something else take over. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what we're talking about, is use the processes and use the tools that'll help you grow, as opposed to keeping you small.
And by the way, if you're seeking medical treatment, we're in no way here to diagnose or make any kind of diagnosis. So if you're seeking any type of medical treatment, please continue to do so. And also, we're not here to make any kind of diagnosis. We're just here to give information and information only.
Right. And this is just from a perspective of our perspective. Yes. And I'm sure our listeners will take it with a grain of salt. You know, salt good for you? I don't know. But anyway, a grain of pepper.
Mrs. Dash.
Right. But I guess the thing is that we're not, as society, some of these marketing companies or other companies, they're producing products that are allowing people to do less and less, right? If you exercise, that means you got to do more. If you meditate, you actually have to consciously meditate. The companies are having you do less and less, but you're actually doing more and more because your boss is asking you to do more, and we see the effects of the economy, so we feel that we create the stress for it. But again, these are all things that if you take back control of your life and know how powerful you really are, you can then have fun with these tools. It's like working out, right? Kettlebells, sandbags, they're all fun. They're not the wear-all to help you, but once you can take back your physical body and know what you can do, then you can play with those things. Then they're fun toys as opposed to a requirement.
Right, and it doesn't necessarily, and there are a lot of workout routines and programs that tell you you got to do 10 to 20 reps of this exercise, 5 sets, and then you'll have that body you want. Well, yeah, it might be true. But if it overdoes it on your system, on your body, and then you don't get the full recovery. In a way, you're not really learning the right workouts for you.
Right. And that's what this is all about is finding the right mental workouts mm-hmm. for yourself to help you get into peak state for peak performance, to help you relax when it's done. I'm working on a program now with a U.S. Air Marshal putting together a program to help people who are taking self-defense classes as well as air marshals and others to get into a peak state during an intense situation and then being able to relax afterwards. Because, how many officers, fire marshals, whoever's out there protecting us and helping us might be able to get into that peak state, but they stay jacked up for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours afterwards. And they go out and have a couple of beers and then, do some other things that may not be supportive of them. Well, now I'm working with a program on developing a program to help them get into a peak state. And then when the event is over, go back into a relaxed state. And that's being in control of your own physiology, of your own state, of your own emotions. And that's what we're talking about. It's just being able to control yourself.
That's very interesting. That's a very good thing you're doing, because it definitely is good for those who protect us, and also because here you see, I'm thinking right now. I'm thinking an image of a police officer who was in the middle of a robbery and caught the assailant. His adrenaline would be, flying high, and he'd just be at that very peak moment, peak state. But then later that day, he pulls someone over, for driving too fast, and because that officer would be in such a peak state, he'd be giving the driver just a hard time and an unnecessary, releasing all kinds of unnecessary anger on the driver. And then, that's why police officers don't really have a great reputation because of what they have to go through.
Yeah, it's just managing their state, and that's what I'm trying to help out with. And the whole bottom line here is managing your state, being in control. Right, my whole coaching model is thoughts lead to feelings, lead to actions that lead to results, And when you can control your thoughts, you can control your results. And this is what the whole program is about, you know, the podcast that we have, the brain entrainment, all of it that we've talked about is helping you understand your thoughts and be able to control those so you get different results, not by using drinks. Although, you know, I'm be the first. I love supplements as well, but I understand when they're appropriate and when to not get used to them or have them do the work that I know my mind can do, my body can do for me. Mm-hmm. So there are times where, you know, a energy drink might be appropriate before a workout, but to use it for the workout, not to wake up, right? Mm-hmm. I'll wake up naturally. And then maybe a time where you've just had a great day and just so excited that instead of having a drink, you know, a whiskey or something, yeah, you have one of these. You know, that might be a better alternative. As Bill Phillips used to say in his Body for Life, you know, a better bad choice.
A better bad choice. Right? That's how I feel when I vote at the elections.
Yeah. I mean, that's right. Instead of having three pieces of pizza, you have two. Yeah. So it's a better bad choice. Mm-hmm. So you have one of these drinks instead of five martinis. It's a better bad choice, but... again, and also, you know, there's everything in moderation. But I can just see the way the energy drinks took off, and now energy drinks with alcohol. I can see the damage that would be caused if you mix these drinks with alcohol. You know, these mm-hmm. these help relax drinks with alcohol. You'll have a bunch of snoozing boozers in the bar, and nobody's going to be making any money. They'll all be asleep.
There were times at work when I'd have to, you know, for me to get through the day, I did have to have one of these energy drinks because the vending machine, they sold these big cans of a particular brand. And I came accustomed to them where I needed one every day just to get through. And you know, I came to realize that, you know, something's not right here. Mm-hmm. If I need to survive from these drinks. Yeah. And when I completely stopped, oh, the withdrawals were bad.
Yeah. And you know, and that's where I help folks also out with my fitness coaching is to look at that, because that's a huge indication of diet. Mm-hmm. Right. And there's also, we also have our natural circadian rhythms, right? Mm-hmm. Our biorhythms throughout the day. And that, you know, around the 2-3 o'clock, naturally we all want to just take a nap. And mm-hmm. and that's part of our body going downtime. So instead of taking an energy drink to get up, put on a brain sink for 10 minutes and really go and recuperate mm-hmm. for 10 minutes and then come back up.
You eat a piece of fruit to curb any kind of sugar craving and any kind of temptation to want to reach that vending machine.
Right. You know, just work with your body. It knows what's best to do if you don't add things that it shouldn't be doing. On a regular basis. Now, you know, I can't say all the time but on a regular basis, when you supplement to have your body do something that it's not supposed to be doing, mm-hmm. it's not going to know how to produce it.
And you're talking about, you know, in the mid-afternoon when you're, you know, had that craving, that natural craving for that energy drink. You also, in a prior podcast, we talked about this hypnosis method where it's the Milton hypnosis method, where you just take time out and kind of recover from any kind of stress. And also, if you have a decision to make, this is a definitely great method to help you reach a certain decision. And so, suppose, you know, it's mid-afternoon, you're craving for something, you have a choice to try the brainwave method, to try the hypnosis technique, or even both at the same time.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. You know, what I would recommend, you know, coming up with the new year is maybe make a card, a little plastic card or a card you can take with you of alternatives to help out with the afternoon or for the morning, whatever it may be, right? If you know, a brain sink, Baroque music, self-hypnosis, just sit and meditate. Go to the car and just sit and meditate. Put the alarm on for 10 minutes, and if you fall asleep, that's what your body wants to do, and then wake up and come back to work. But try working with your body and its natural rhythms instead of fighting it. You may find that you're a lot more productive, a lot more happier, and maybe a lot less stressed.
Right. And in Europe, you know, it's common for people to take 2-hour lunch breaks because they have lunch and then they sort of take a nap. I don't know if that's the right order, eating before taking a nap, but once they're recovered from the midday and they return back to work, they're energized, they're ready to go, and they're also a lot happier.
Yeah, and it's just a matter of, it comes back to what do you want? Mm-hmm. You know, that's the first question I ask a client when I talk with them. What do you want? And many times that's not known. So when you know what you want, you'll then know what steps to take you there, as opposed to what you don't want. Well, I don't want to be stressed. I don't want to be this. I don't want to be that. Great, but what do you want? So then once you know what you want, you can develop an action plan or a relaxing plan on how to get what you want, and you can do it consciously and use the methods available, whether it is maybe 5-HTP to help, or meditation or self-hypnosis. But at least you'll know consciously that you're actively pursuing what you want as opposed to what you don't want.
Right. And it's always good to have some kind of a background awareness or any kind of education or any type of research of what you're putting into yourself before you consume it. Maybe because 5-HTP is a great product for people who need it. But if you're just going to go to the store and just grab something because there was an ad that said, yeah, this stuff will do good, and you just do it, take it, well, I don't think that's that's the right thing to do.
Yeah, the other question I ask a lot of folks is, how do you know? Mm-hmm. Right? You know, so, well, I need this. How do you know? Mm-hmm. But have you had a blood chemical test done? You know, how do you know you really need that as opposed to something else? And how do you, you know, it's that what Rishi just said, if you know, you read the article, but how do you really know that is what you're lacking or what you need? It could be just plain exercise, or mm-hmm. it could be a change in diet. Mm-hmm. It could be a lot of other things, right? Instead of eating a candy bar and then getting jacked up from it and then taking 5-HTP to calm down from it, you know, maybe just not having anything at all, or some fruit or something.
Yeah.
Right? So before you start taking all of this, it gets back to, right, what do you want, and how do you know you need that mm-hmm. external thing? So... Mm-hmm. So, wow, Rishi, it's been a great year.
Yeah, we did. We started doing the podcast. It was in the summertime.
Yeah. It's been a lot of fun. It's been a great year. Really had a lot of great experiences with this, and looking forward to kicking it up a notch perhaps in 2011, maybe getting some guest folks on the call with us. And want to wish you and your family happy holidays.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Likewise, I wish you and your family happy holidays.
Thank you. And to all our listeners as well, we will see you on the other side of 2011. Wow. Yes. We're going to be in heaven in 2011.
That's right. What was the rhyme for 2010?
I don't remember one. I think it's kind of
I like heaven in 2011.
Yeah, got to look at the Chinese New Year now, see what's coming up, because I think this is the... Anyway, I don't know which one it was, the rat or the goat. Mm-hmm. Anyway, look at that. We could have a discussion on that. But I wanted to thank all the listeners and the subscribers to the podcast and to my blog. Thank you very, very much, and wishing you all a very happy holidays, and be safe out there. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your own mind, the world will program it.